You're doing it wrong. Okay.
Call to order the Executive Economic Development Meeting, Monday, December the 8th, 2014, at 7 p.m. at the Logan County Safety Complex. Roll call, Mr. Hepler.
Here.
Rick Aylesworth.
Here.
Andy Anderson is absent. Bob Farmer is present. Gene Rolfe.
Present.
Chuck Rubin.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Yes?
Kevin Bacon.
David Blankenship.
Jan Schumaker.
Thank you for coming.
Who is this?
Ed?
Adam Schmidt.
Adam Schmidt. He is here for the natural gas proposal. Motion to approve the minutes of November 17th, 2014 meeting.
So moved.
Mr. Rolfe.
I'll second.
Hepler, second. Okay, if you don't mind, I will go straight to new business and let Mr. Smith explain his presence and all that on the natural gas.
Sure.
If you would like to.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm from Lincoln here. My name is Adam Schmidt. Some of you might know me from Country Financial. I worked for Country for about 7 years downtown on the square. About 2 years ago, I finished with Country and started working with the Stone River Group. Stone River Group, we sell electric contracts to commercial businesses and municipalities. We also do natural gas, and we actually have the county, we have your electric contract as of last year. So we did do that last year. Natural gas contract is such that it's up through the end of December is when the natural gas contracts come up with Ameren. You're currently with Ameren. Most clients are looking to see what they can save for their natural gas. Savings over at Ameren right now is anywhere between 12 and 25% on the same type of contract, an index contract. So essentially, we just put you out for bid, come back with a savings, show you the numbers, and see if you guys want to do a contract. So that's why I was here today. I actually need a signature to go out for usage, so that we can get those numbers and see where we're at. So that's why I came today, just to kind of see if you guys would like to move forward with doing that also.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to put it, Adam called me. It was already past Building and Grounds Chairman's meeting. Building and Grounds Chairman here, I'm covering my butt.
Well, I wonder why he wasn't at Building and Grounds.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's why Adam's here, and the fact that he needed a signature to actually get rates and everything. So okay. Just a little background, and I sound like I'm talking in a barrel because my ears are all stuffed up and it's driving me crazy.
That's why you sound out here too.
Have
you worked at all with the city of Lincoln then, on because they are our biggest municipality in this mm-hmm. county? So
well, the city of Lincoln, we actually tried to get our foot in with the electric. We actually have the city of Bloomington and the city of Normal. We have their contracts. The city of Lincoln decided not to do a contract this time with anyone and to go back with Ameren. So it was, of my opinion, and the owner of the company, that was the best thing for them. Ameren actually had the cheapest rate. So on the natural gas side, everyone's following up now with natural gas. So we are in the door right now because this is the open time. It's like an open enrollment up until the end of the month. So that's why we're here now for the natural gas.
So the city of Lincoln is looking into that?
Nope, because it's a committee here that we just tried to do their electric, and they decided to go back with Ameren. So we have not pursued them at all. So at this point, it's just a matter of getting the meetings, and there's so many people that we're trying to contact. So probably I will go to them next is what we're looking at.
How does that work on usage? Is it based on your past usage?
Yes, absolutely. So what they'll do is they'll get a baseline from last year. Obviously, we know the numbers were probably high last year because kind of a pretty cold winter.
Right.
So, but they'll use that as a baseline to kind of look back. They'll do a three-year study just on the based on the usage from last year. But then every month, the prices will change, obviously, because going back as far as we go back, we'll show each and every month's rate for Ameren, and then also the index we would propose. So you'd be able to see if there's a savings or not.
Well, in other words, if we would sign a contract or something, our rates would change every month? Or?
Well, currently that's what you're doing now.
Okay.
So currently you're on an index, so every month your rates change based on Ameren's index price. So what this company has done is they've done an index to mirror the Ameren index. It's outperformed the Ameren index 33 out of 36 last months. So there is some savings there, and that's what we want to look at.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead.
If we would choose to do this, this would be a one-year contract?
We can make it a one-year contract. There's 1, 2, and 3 years. There's also an evergreen contract, which is every April would renew. And then if we want out of the contract, we can do 60 days ahead of that April deadline, notify that we want to switch companies. It's similar to the electric.
And I'm only thinking it because we're, you know, it's the end of this month. So if we do it, it's something we have to do fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you said the other day when you talked to me that you would be able to, if we chose to, you could get our signature, you could get it together and probably put it together by Thursday night.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, doing a one-year contract would give us a year to look at it, because really and truthfully, we should go out for bids for, you know, we should.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we may not choose not to do that this one time, but I think we would want to do it for a year and then revisit it in the proper time frame. So
you're saying if we go with this, it would be a one-year contract, and then after that, with him, then after that year, we would go out for bid each year.
Well, proposals, I guess I better say, you know, how the usual.
That sounds a little better, because I was thinking it sounded like
pushing him in the door, yeah.
Yeah, we're not giving somebody else a chance.
And that's typical of all the companies that we're working with, all the cities, they do the same thing. The deadline, obviously, is what we're working with right now, and I don't know if you've had anybody else asking you if you wanted to do it, but that's.
Didn't we have, when Terry was here?
It was the guy that just took the.
John Drew
Saki. Yeah, and he never showed up.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he was
going to
give us a natural gas bid and it never came.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah, we did, but it never happened.
For showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't blame anybody for being, you know, responsive.
So if we sign this just gives you permission to look at our records?
To look at the usage, that's what it is. There's no binding contract at this point. It would be on Thursday when I come back that I would have the savings numbers for you. And at that point, if you guys voted and decided you wanted to do it, then it would be binding.
And in the meantime, if anybody wants to ask you some more?
Absolutely. I'll leave a business card so they can call me.
Okay.
Okay.
And they can all get their hats on. They'll have more questions by Thursday night.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd be great. Honestly, you guys, as you have more questions, you get more informed, so.
Yeah, sure.
Does supply have anything to do with cost on, you know, like propane, if there's a big supply of it, that cost is going to be
down? No, you're talking about propane?
Right.
As opposed to natural gas?
Right.
It depends on the company you go with, because certain companies like Ameren have storage. So you go through a polar vortex type winter, then there could be a possibility that they would have more storage. So it'd be something that they would be better equipped as far as they're a larger company, so they would have storage. Whereas a smaller company might not have the storage ability. So it's just a matter of, will we see another winter like last year? We don't know. So there could be, but numbers also aren't based on the usage. So if your usage, if you don't use any or use less, it will not affect how your contract reads.
Okay.
Your prices are all based on whatever you use. That's the nice thing about an index contract.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Want to make a motion to that or just have one of us sign it?
Oh.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what the chairman of the board's comfortable. I mean, your signature.
I mean, I'll be happy to sign. I'd like to make a motion just authorizing Mr. Schmidt to bring us a proposal at workshop. And then he can look at our records.
Okay.
Second.
Mr. Aylesworth, second.
Okay.
Any more questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign, motion carried.
You know, I get to sign it right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting.
You know, I would love to, except I got a junior high basketball game to catch. Yeah, we gotta go over to Athens. Right there on the X in a second. Yep, right there.
You're gonna be a little late for it.
I'm gonna be late.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get there. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you Thursday.
Back in touch. All right.
Thursday night.
7 o'clock?
Yes, but at the courthouse.
At the courthouse, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time, guys.
Be careful.
And the first floor for a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
For 1 month.
Right.
Yeah.
I got my tour of the dome Friday afternoon.
Finally, huh?
Okay, we'll go back to old business. State's attorney recommendations for public comments. I don't have any information on that, do you?
It's attached here.
Oh, okay. Here's one. Belongs to Andy. Let him read that.
And then just keep the pack together for him.
Number of things.
Yeah.
I think what we had done, oh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think a couple, 3 months ago, whatever it was, after Jonathan submitted this, then we rewrote it to put into our policies. And so I think we had it a little bit different format, but it doesn't, I don't know that it really matters, but I think we had just changed the wording a little bit potentially. But anyway, I guess the theory is, I mean, the question is, what are we comfortable with?
This is about public comments?
Mm-hmm.
I got something that might tie into that.
Go ahead.
I've been working for several months to try to get the audio minutes on the website. And now I've had a couple people don't think it's such a good idea, and I've never had the whole board, and this is about as close as I can get. The comment was brought up that even though it's a good idea of putting the public comments on the website so people could attend the meeting basically, but without being here and hear the comments, which we all know how the minutes don't put in there. How does the rest of the board feel about that? I know I did it for transparency, but then they're saying, you know, sometimes we say things that we didn't mean, or it might be taken out of context. Well, basically, the person was talking about me.
Well, I don't know. Gene, what?
Mr. Farmer.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
I kind of feel like if they are interested in something in particular that went on in that meeting, and want to get a verbatim, that they can come and get the recording for it. And of course, the minutes are available. You know, to me, that's transparent without inviting scrutiny that could be used disruptively, shall we say.
Well, that whole thought came about because of one zoning meeting where it was constantly brought up about the minutes, and the room was full, and it was about something I had said, but none of us had the minutes available. So I wasn't allowed to defend myself, where now that we have Wi-Fi, if a person had a computer right here in the room, and there was a couple that night, we could have clicked on it and listened right there in front of the 100 people that was here. Well, that's where I kind of got this idea, where people, people left that night thinking I said those things, probably never went up to the courthouse to get the minutes. So they fought those things this whole time, and I've had people comment on it, and I had to correct them. Where if this was the case, I could have said, just go back and listen to the minutes. That's not what was said. That's what he interpreted, but it's not the actual word. And since I'm the one that always blurts out those kind of things, yeah, I'm putting myself out there. I just wanted to make sure the other members were comfortable with it. If not, we'll table it and not do it.
You're talking about tabling the rule.
Tabling, putting audio minutes on the website. To me, it kind of tied in with the public comment thing, because it's all trying to be more open to the public.
Go ahead.
Yeah, far as it goes, we've decided on putting the minutes on the website verbatim, the recordings. I'm comfortable with leaving it on that. And I probably say as many, I joke around at the meetings, and that can always be taken out of context and, made to look silly or wrong or et cetera, et cetera. But, oh well, if they want to do that, they're going to do that anyway. So,
I'm still in favor of doing it.
I think putting the whole thing on leaves the context in on how things were said. Now, if I may deviate from that for a minute, I had a call today, and I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm thinking about it now, so I'm going to tell you. Bill Thomas called, and he was thinking of doing a new website for economic development. And I directed him to talk to Pam, and then maybe to you, about seeing if he could piggyback onto our new website. And it would be, cheaper for both of us all the way around. It probably...
No, that's exactly why we need a new website, so we can do those kind of things. As long as he's...
Okay.
Anybody that's being paid out of the Logan County should have a link somewhere on that website.
You're talking about the link to our current page?
No, I was not even talking link. I think that's close enough to being part of it. You could just be on it.
Yeah, right there on the left-hand column, just
right.
Select his...
Economic development, partnership.
You should have a tab, you click on it, and away you go.
Yeah, he doesn't have to spend the money on developing a new site, and,
Go ahead.
So, because today, or in the past, I don't know if today, but, a few months ago, they had their own standalone website,
mm-hmm.
Is that correct? And so... And why is he wanting to change that?
Jan, from that point, you'll have to talk to Bill. he called the exact wrong person about this subject. I don't know why he was thinking. I would say he was probably thinking their site was antiquated. It's been around quite a while.
Are you thinking he would just link to ours? He would have a page of ours, or he'd have his own that's just linked to ours?
When I said that I thought he could be on ours with us, he said, well, that would save the partnership quite a bit of money in developing the site. So I took it he meant to be on ours.
That's
and I said, well, that's
linked.
Yeah, and that's what I told him. I said, well, Bill, I think it'll have to come through Building and Grounds and be talked about by the whole board. And so, talk to Pam and see what all's going on. And everybody can think about it and see how they think it would work best.
But I almost think the partnership needs to think about it, because really it's an issue. They're not a department of the county. They get funding, but they get funding from other sources as well. And
true.
I think to be its own standalone entity, to have its own website, which we're, we can link, and we may even already link today. There,
right.
So, but I think that's a philosophical
question
for the partnership.
I think he's seeing a lot of people, and my thoughts on it are, people looking to locate in Logan County, what do you put in? You put in Logan County. Well, if there's a thing already there for economic development, they'll pick that up right away. Even if it's a link, they pick it up there.
Right.
But it probably would link to our site if somebody put in Logan County Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm not technical.
Well, the zoning maps and everything are right there.
Yeah, if we get further along on this new website thing that we're looking at, we can have a better conversation about it. I do agree, it's a perfect fit. I'm not telling him no, and I'm not telling him yes. It's just one of those things that we now need to consider as we're building a new website. What do we want to do?
Well, I blew that subject out, didn't I?
Yeah.
I said I blew that one out. I got totally changed, so.
To me, this looks pretty good. This looks like a revised.
I think it might be, actually, when I look at it.
Okay.
Well, we got about three or four things out there, but that looks pretty good.
Just as a reminder, though, if we put, we better make sure public comments is on every committee agenda.
Yeah, no matter what.
Right.
Yeah, I think the one in here we had where the board would refrain from interaction, there's been added that the chairman in his discretion can call on members of the public for information.
We had meetings that didn't have public comment?
This one right here doesn't have them.
No, yeah, a lot of them don't.
I mean, every agenda that she typed should have that on there, right?
Yeah, because the public's free to come, so that, I would think that's, should be on every one of them. I mean, not, let's face it, nobody ever.
And where do you put that on the agenda? Do you put it to? We've had that discussion before.
Yeah, should that be on first or last? Public comments.
Like here, on this notice to them, you may address the county board under the meeting agenda item, public comment, or unless you are recognized to speak at another time. This just smacks the city council to me.
That's the city council.
One thing I've always disagreed that we do is we put public comments at the end. I'm leaning toward what I think Gene is saying. Say we were talking about public transportation tonight, and there's three people standing back here wanting to talk about public transportation. If we followed down the road here, we got to public transportation, I think that's the time you ask these people, do you have any comments, while we're all still discussing, instead of waiting until we've closed discussion, and then at the end we go, public comments, and they go, yeah, we wanted to talk about public transportation.
Okay, that's all right.
Well, and then I thought, too, before on this, you must request a card from the clerk, each name, I think, in order to be guaranteed, or some word maybe not quite as formal as that, a chance to speak.
Right.
Now, is that a workshop and in regular meetings they're talking about on contacting the county clerk, or is it every committee meeting?
The way I understood the state's attorney, it needed to be consistent.
Okay.
Well, the clerk or the chair, because the clerk isn't at the...
Right.
I would think if they just got a hold of the chairman that night, wouldn't that be suffice? Like, this gentleman got a hold of Chuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously Chuck could have said Bob could do it or whatever, and I'm okay with what Chuck did. But, I mean, we all know some of the committees I run, Animal Control and Building Grounds, I don't know till that night those people are coming and they call me like on the way home from work. As long as I okay it, and I'm the chairman of that committee, then when these people come in and sit down, I can look at the other committee members and say, yeah, I told them they could come speak. I don't think they need to get a hold of Pam or Abby and fill out a... Now, maybe on the workshop and the adjourned, maybe it needs to be more formal.
Dave, I got you.
In a way, what they do on the card is helpful because they write down under what topic they're there to discuss.
And
then
name.
What happens is when that topic is addressed, that's when the chair or the mayor recognizes them. So that way we're not reverting back to the end, which I hear what you're saying, Kevin, but I do see in Atlanta the card system works very well because it keeps the meeting really organized because it gives the chairperson a chance to address only those people that are there for the particular topic. So
that's the way I think it should be. They should be able to speak during that topic.
I agree.
Just a minute. Gene was here. Gene, go ahead. Then you have it. Yeah.
I'd say something like, you may address the county board under the meeting agenda item, public comment, or when the chairman recognizes you. You must request a, or you, Okay. You must request a card from the chairman and complete your name, address, phone number, and topic in order to be afforded the chance to speak. Or the you must request this kind of, in order to be.
How about it would be helpful? It would be helpful if you.
In order to be afforded the chance to speak, request a card from the chairman or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there. Dan, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, requesting a card from the clerk may not be necessary because the county clerk is actually, of course, as you know, only there at the regular session, not at the workshop session. So I think maybe, you know, you could just say must complete a card, you know, or something like that and without saying from the clerk. But I think we also need to differentiate if this is just for the workshop and the regular meetings, which needs to be a little more formalized structure versus the committee structure. So I think this sounds like it might work well in some format for the workshop and the regular, but I think for the committees, they might fill out a card.
I think you'd have to ask state's attorney because that's specifically what I asked him. And he says it has to be consistent in all the meetings.
I didn't do that.
Kevin?
Otherwise it's discrimination.
When you're going to say something?
Committee's one way and the board meeting's another, right? I'm not sure. That's not how I heard it.
I mean, we don't have that many people that show up at the adjourn and workshop. I mean, what I'm getting at is if we put something like what Gene's putting together there, if you say, if you would like to speak at the meeting, we would appreciate you filling out a comment card so we would know when to call on you or what topic you're there for. Then it would be at the chairman's discretion at that point to look over and, you know, if you had a bunch, you just set them out in the topics. If you had one topic, at least you know everybody's here for that topic.
Okay, Dave?
I don't know if this will help, but what they do is they have a table where they post the agenda and the card so that the people who want to discuss things don't have to request a card from anybody, and they just have a basket that they place them in. But they do say that it is required that you have to fill this out in order to be recognized. And then the mayor, prior to the meeting, or the clerk will come pick them up and present it to the mayor. So there's no real formal process where they have to request one from anybody or anything like that. It's pretty free flowing, really. Occasionally, people do miss it, though, and they throw a little bit of a problem. But that's very, very rare.
Well, and I think that's covered back here. The chairman may, in his or her discretion, call on members of the public for information which may assist the county board. So
it is, but the public isn't going to see that per se.
Right, but what I'm saying is if somebody stands up back there at a committee meeting and says, I missed the card.
If they by chance missed the card, Chuck.
The chairman can say, yeah, I'll go ahead.
Even though it's required to fill the card, I got you.
I kind of reworded this, if I may. In order to be assured of the opportunity to speak, you must request a card and complete your name, address, phone number, and topic.
I really think that's important because some people get up and speak, and when they go home, we don't know who they was or anything. I'd like to have them identified.
Yeah, me too, because if you wanted to do follow-up, you had no way to get a hold of them.
Right.
I mean, a couple simple comments is one thing, but if you got one person that's really trying to hammer home a point and you want to ask hard questions and you want to follow up with them, you need to know how to get a hold of them.
Sure.
One thing you might want to address is I have seen people up there forego their rights to speak and want to give somebody else their card, and that's usually a no-go up there. Right. They usually don't allow that, but just to give you a heads up, I have seen that happen. So I don't know if it's something you need to address.
Well, again, it would be a choice of the chairman, sort of.
Yeah. What, do you want to give a copy of that and rewrite that and bring it to the next meeting, or what you have written down there, Gene?
Well, what I had written down for the second paragraph was, in order to be assured of the opportunity to speak, you must request a card and complete your name, address, phone number, and topic. But that's to be assured. That's not to say that the chairman doesn't have the right, so to speak, to address somebody that hasn't done this, or to recognize somebody that hasn't done it.
That's to fit in under number six.
Well, I was just putting it on this notice thing.
Oh.
On the notice sheet. That's what the public will see.
Sure.
And that need to go back to state.
Everything else, actually, this is all covered in that document. It's just that what the public sees, you know.
You're saying just on this page?
I don't wanna sound like, hey, you gotta fill this out and wait to talk and all that kind of thing.
Can you change that and take the word assured out and make it sound more like, they're helping us out, as in, it would be helpful if you filled out a card? That, you know, that way the mayor's, or the chairman's not wondering who's back here, who he's calling on, and stuff like that. It would be helpful. I don't wanna sound like we're trying to persuade people not to talk.
Well, that's, yeah, that's my whole, yeah, because the.
I think that's why the word assure is good, because it's assuring them to talk.
Okay. Everybody has the right to talk. That assures you the right.
Are you sure you wanna have them requested of somebody, though? Because we did it by signage, and so I've just seen it work real well. I'm not saying I'm opposed to that, but I just didn't wanna add another person in there and then.
No, I think this is still just signing the card. It says in there, the clerk and that, in the draft of it, but I think it's gonna, when the clerk isn't there.
Take the clerk out of it, and they either sign it, they come in, or they get ahold of the chairman ahead of time.
That's what I was.
Yeah, and that's.
You could put clerk or chairman.
Yeah.
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 If they wanna call the clerk ahead of time, great, or if they wanna come to the meeting and get it from the chairman.
Just need to get ahold of somebody ahead of time so that we know what's going on.
Put it on the webpage so they can print it off and bring it to the meeting, too. That might be another.
Dude, you have not been on our webpage.
No, the new.
Our webpage won't do nothing.
Just put it on the new webpage.
I'm wondering rather than, you know, we talked about taking out clerk, but really, logistically, I'm thinking when somebody walks in the board meeting, if it's a, you know, workshop or regular, that they could ask, really, the secretary sitting there is the person to solicit it from, because the chairman's usually busy checking the last minute information. And so I don't know that the person needs to go talk to the chairman, you know, if you have it there, like where our agendas are, and we have the sign-in sheet already, so when Abby directs them to fill in the sign-in sheet, then, you know, that.
Then she can just ask them, are you here to speak? And if they say yes, then she hands them another card where, and it, we've already got it filled out, name, address, phone number, and we could have a small paragraph on there. This helps us reassure that we could get back to you if a topic needs further discussion.
Where do we see that the cards are being done by the clerk?
I kind of, right here in the.
Oh, in the notice?
Notice part. I kind of think that we ought to leave it as the clerk or the chairman.
Oh, yeah.
Because the secretary would have the authority vested by the chairman to take care of that business. So.
Or chairman, yeah.
You know.
I don't know, like most chairmen, when Abby calls me, I say, yeah, I don't care, just put it on the agenda.
How about, you must request a clerk from the card from the chairman or his designee.
Do you wanna speak?
But if you come in as a visitor, you know, you walk in, you've never been there before, they don't know who the designee is.
They know who the chairman is.
Right, but how are they get, so they're gonna walk up to Dave and say, I wanna talk.
Yeah, and he says, well, talk to them.
Right, but he's busy, meanwhile, Carol's.
I understand that, but if he's assigned somebody to do it, when they come in, they'll be sitting there to do it.
Right, like the secretary is.
If we're only talking about the board of whole or the workshop and the adjourn, Abby or somebody's always sitting there. I don't think that's the issue. I think it's more in these meetings here.
I think it's our wording here, and I think if you just put in that, you know, you must request a card from the chairman or his designee. Then it can be whoever's sitting there in that chair handing them the cards. We can make sheriff do it some night.
Chuck, you know, something you may want to add on that is some people have tried, got courage during the meeting and decided at that point they wanted to fill out a card and were upset because they wouldn't be recognized. So I don't know if you want to put that in the wording that it must be done from the onset of the meeting, because It has been contentious a few times up there over that. People got the courage, and then they got passionate.
Courage is a good word.
They got passionate over the issue, and they, so I don't know.
I think that fits under the chairman's
discretion.
Discretion back when you're doing the public comments.
Well, and I think if you added to this first paragraph, you may address the county board under the meeting agenda item, public comment, or when the chairman recognizes, you could say anytime the chairman recognizes you, even at that.
And then
that would cover that.
Then it just becomes a habit, since we've all chaired committees, is you look back here and there's people sitting down, when you go introduction of guests, you just say introduction guests, and you're here for, and the person says, I'm here for the workshop voting. And you just go, okay, and you just remember that when you get to workshop voting, that's what that person's here for.
Mr. Hepler?
Follow up on something Jan just said a few minutes ago. Instead of, and this, I'm fine with this, but instead of saying you must request, we could just say please request. And that might soften it up a little bit, like we were saying.
Yeah.
Well, somebody write it up and put it in a packet and bring it back next month.
Yeah.
To another meeting, yes.
So I was just gonna say, technically, what we need to do is, in order to vote on it as the board, it needs to be announced this month and then voted on it the next month, just to clarify, because that's what our policy calls for.
Did you fill out a card? Just kidding.
Please fill out a card.
Well, I'm probably as much to follow as anybody about public comments, because they was on there, and I took them off when I became chairman, because I didn't want, I thought that meeting with the chairman is a meeting that, it was his meeting. That's the voting meeting, and we didn't need to be disturbed by a bunch of public comments and stuff like that. That's the reason I did that. But I must have been wrong.
No, they just keep changing the rules.
Yeah.
Just gotta be transparent about everything nowadays, man.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I guess, do you want to see if John would approve that?
Yeah.
So that we could at least bring it up this month and then maybe vote on it in January?
Yeah, who's gonna write it up? Have the secretary do it?
I think Gene did a pretty good job of jotting it down.
I'll just take Doc's copy here.
Yeah, you wanna write it a little better?
Okay, is that the end of discussion on that subject? Okay, public transportation. Nothing? Wind farms.
Well, no more in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, ZBA meetings Thursday night, same as our workshop, so.
Okay. Board policies, workshop voting.
Okay, the reason I'm here tonight, other than to annoy Rick, is I would like to see a change in our workshop meeting. I feel that by giving the voice vote, it confuses the heck out of the public and myself. And I think there's too much. And I've taken the Chuck roll. I don't ever open my mouth and say anything. But I just think what I would like to see.
That one night, I think everybody.
I think everybody was home. Yeah. What I would like to see is basically the meeting run exactly the same. We would bring up, if this is Tuesday night, I'm going to bring forth a motion for blah, 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 blah. And then the chairman that night, Bob would say, okay, any discussion? We all know that 9 times out of 10, there's not going to be any discussion. And then he would say, instead of calling for a vote, he would just say, okay, that topic's closed for discussion. We're going to move on to airport, road, and bridge. And just move down the line and
or
no more voting.
With the chairman's permission, he could say, that will be placed on the agenda. If the chairman's, and ultimately in our policy, it boils down to you make that agenda. So as long as you don't feel there's ever gonna be something come up in the workshop that you're gonna say, I ain't putting that on the agenda. I mean, that could be the way to handle it. And I don't ever see a chairman saying that after a committee's brought it, you know, well, it doesn't have to be. See, the problem with doing all of this is you have the right in that meeting to I could stand up and say, I want to make a motion that we paint the courthouse purple. And then it goes, you know.
If no, but if you get a second, then it has to go on the agenda.
Then it has to go on the agenda. Now, something ridiculous could be stricken by the chairman.
Right. But the other thing, I want to see changes actually in both meetings, as in, say animal control, I'm just reporting on, you say animal control. If I have nothing to vote on, at least at the workshop session, I could say, well, I have nothing to vote on, but we took in $1,000 worth of cans, we've got the door repaired, and a couple other items. If anybody's got any questions, I'll answer them now. And then, but then at the adjourned meeting, when it comes to animal control, since I had nothing, I would just say nothing. I'm not going to report the same stuff that I reported at the workshop session. See where I'm going here?
Yeah, but you can do that now.
Yeah, there's really no change there.
Right.
You know,
I'm trying to eliminate the voting parts. All I'm trying to eliminate is yeah. I just think it's extremely confusing. I think we should just discuss it. And then at the end, the chairman would just say, any more discussion? Discussion is closed. We're done with that topic. Move on to the next.
Yeah, or something like that.
Of course, brought the policies with me because I knew we were going to talk about it. Right now, I'll just read you because it's just three sentences, maybe four. It says, at the workshop meeting, each committee chairman shall report work overseen by that committee and will present items to be included on the agenda for the regular board meeting. I suggest we just end it there and delete this part. Votes taken at the workshop meeting shall be straw votes to indicate whether or not a motion might pass at the regular board meeting. Such votes shall be non-binding and not constitute an official vote of the board. So those two sentences could just be deleted.
Yep.
And just leave it that items that they'll report on work and present items to be included on the agenda.
Go ahead.
I just want to know if you still got the revision in your computer where that was stricken.
Oh, yeah.
So there wouldn't be a vote and a second and discussion on it. It'd just be, you know, this being
discussion ended. Next topic.
Yeah, we wouldn't even ask for a second. We're just saying to be put on the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wouldn't be a second.
Or do we ask for a second to be put on the agenda?
You can do that. That eliminates having somebody raise up, say, I want the courthouse to be purple. Then he doesn't get a second, then it dies.
I would like to, if this were Tuesday night, I want to put on, you know, putting up chain link fence instead of building an elevator room. Someone could second, we could discuss why, and that's it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't get a second, then I'm not bringing it up at the adjourned meeting to put it on the agenda.
Right.
Okay, so we could say, at the workshop meeting, each committee chairman shall report work overseen by that committee and will present items to be included on the agenda for the regular board meeting if there is a second.
Yeah.
And then we probably need to say something about discussion.
Discussion to be had.
If there is a second, there, it will be discussed and placed on the agenda.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, because right now we second to open it for discussion, right?
Right.
The okay. item will be discussed.
Or if you go back to Terry Wirth, if it's discussed, that is the second. And that's Robert's rules.
Oh, okay.
If the chairman doesn't ask for a second but asks for discussion and somebody starts discussing it, that is the same as a second.
Really? I didn't know that. Okay. Okay, so I was placing the agenda for the regular board meeting. If there is a second, the item can be discussed. Because sometimes there isn't even discussion.
If seconded, it will be discussed and placed on the agenda.
Okay.
Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't elaborate. Every time you elaborate, you make somebody mad.
The item will be discussed and placed on the agenda. And once again, this will be something that will be brought up this month to be voted on in January.
Right.
But I can provide this page to...
The state's attorney also.
Aren't you providing the other page that you wrote on to Pam or Abby or whoever? Yeah, and I can provide this page then.
Dockets.
Oh, dockets, okay.
Supposed to give this to John.
I'd like a vote.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Chairman. I would like to make a motion for this new and exciting, oh.
If this were Thursday night, I'd make a motion.
I would make a motion to, as discussed, to strike the lines about straw voting in the policies.
We kind of all in agreement of that? I just think it's confusing.
Well, we can try it for a while.
We'll find out how it goes. I found out once. It didn't.
Well, anybody I've talked to said the Thursday night vote is not official. You know, you need to be there Tuesday for the real vote.
Okay, discussion's ended. We're going to the next one.
Yeah, we need a committee vote.
Okay.
It's kind of like playing cards, though. You show your hand if you vote.
Right, that was the thought.
It does give the chance to lobbyists more, that's for sure.
You know, sometimes people might have voted the other way.
Yeah.
Not at once.
Okay.
Worked out fine.
Motion's been seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Now we need grant writing. Grant writing.
Did Pam finish that class?
Anybody got anything on the grant writing?
I don't think anything.
Did Pam finish the class? So if there's grants to be had, we can have her write grants now, so.
Well, I think so. Any more old business? See, now we'll go to new business. EDP. Economic Development Partnership Restructuring. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, you know, their meeting held the end of last month. They did vote for the new set of bylaws as I presented to the board. I went through exactly as presented to this board. I don't remember the vote. It was two-thirds. It was well above. I think the threshold was two-thirds. I can't remember if it was two-thirds or three-fourths, but it was well above that threshold. They're in the process of drawing the new members, and I know I talked to Doc, and he said by Tuesday night's meeting he'd have figured out our representative to that. They'd like to know who our representative is by the meeting the end of this month, the 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said we'd have that for him without a problem. Report of activity, I'm still relying on all of you to remember for me to tell the whole board, so we get Bill a little, in my opinion, well-deserved. He worked with Workforce Investment, and you probably know more about that than I do, Jan, if you want to explain that program.
Let's heard of that. Well, it's the ADAM program, and it's we're working with local manufacturers to provide the training that they need to hire people. And there was 12 participants from Logan County. One of them was hired, and the others are hoping to get hired.
Well, according to what he said there was 8 hired.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I brought that up at Workforce Development last week, I guess it was, and they said, I think there was one, maybe 2, so there's... Maybe the Workforce Development doesn't have all the complete...
Right, yeah, and I don't know, but I do know, we talked about, were you going to ask Bill to be at this month's meeting?
I could. I think it'd be nice
at the workshop?
Yeah, whichever one he could make. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that's been nice to showcase.
Yeah.
And I think I've covered the appointments part of that. That's, you know.
Well, report of activity, whoever goes will do that.
I don't remember that. I should have brought my sheet in. He had his sheet, but I know the one thing he didn't want to talk about in public. And what was that? He was working with the wind farm, and he was working with the mine.
Did he say say anything about working with young farmers?
I don't remember if that came up at this month's meeting or not, Jan. It's been more than a day ago.
Okay. Appointments.
Again, that, I think, falls into who our appointment was going to be.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Is there any more new business? If none, we'll go to public transportation report. I don't know. I have nothing on it. Nothing on any of that.
No bills.
Yep, no bills. Motion to adjourn. Mr. Ross.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye.